This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Despite an exciting day in the grain markets, export sales were very mild this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said corn and beans came within estimates.
Well, corn sales came in just under 760,000 tons, 758.5 for the old crop, 33,000 tons, almost 34,000 tons for the new crop. On the soybean side of things, 414,000 tons for old crop, 7,000 tons for new crop. Overall, These are just normal neutral numbers. Came in inside of the range of estimates, so nothing really to get excited about in either direction.
Corn sales are only slightly behind the five-year average, but McBride said beans are far enough behind now that they are going to end the marketing year that way.
Corn sales were just okay. They were about 2% below the five-year average for this particular week. And as we start to look out to the soybeans, this is down 14% from the five-year average. So overall, we continue the same narrative about soybean exports, is that they are behind, and they will stay behind for the duration of the marketing year.
McBride added that slight changes will have to be made before August.
Last week was generally positive for corn, but with the trend that we've seen here recently, we were still going to miss the USDA's goal by about 55 million bushels. That's not a huge miss, but it is something that the USDA at some point between now and August will address, and we'll see that.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.